This is Rebecca Fleetwood Hessian, host of the Badass Women's Council podcast, and I'm super glad that you're here. We provide reflection and connection for the high-achieving woman. So, obviously, the podcast episode you're listening to by yourself. So the connection you can find at badasswomenscouncil.community. Come on in and join us. All right, here we go.
I'm not coming down.
I should have known that we'd have more to say than just one episode. It's just crazy to think that you and I could just do a quick little podcast episode and be done.
Never.
Lindsay's back.
I'm back. You can't get rid of me that easily, Rebecca.
Lindsay Chepkema, the CEO of Casted.
Oh, that's me.
Is on the show again today after her takeover last week. So after we talked, we kept talking. And that led us to the conversation of what it means to talk in business and how that ties to the business is human framework and conversation. And we said, let's just do this on the podcast. And here we are.
Here we is.
So quick review, when you interviewed me last week, I shared with you, with everyone, the business is human framework, which is really simple, two columns. On one side, the business needs to control, measure, and optimize. On the other side, humans are personal, emotional, and social. And we have very different needs than the business, but too often we try to treat ourselves like a business. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about how we can be more human in our day-to-day conversations at work. And this is something you're super passionate about too, and the work that you're doing at Casted.
Indeed.
Right? Indeed.
Yeah.
Give us some context for that.
In the smallest little nutshell, Casted is a software platform that enables B2B marketers to empower or to harness the power of audio and video content to really fuel their entire sales and marketing strategy, right? So that's the nutshell. But bigger than that, you know, what you and I talk about all the time is business is human. That's your jam, because it's true. And, you know, we've also talked a lot about this. Connection is a basic human need, which makes it a basic business need. And really the way that the best companies do that is their brands. And the companies that are most successful at humanizing their brands through authentic conversation, through real life situations and relatable personalities, they win. Right? I mean, we're all people, whether we're buying, you know, stuff for our home or stuff for our office or anything in between, we are people buying from people. Whether you're a marketer or not, we all know that. But the brands that don't just know that, but have that at the core and the very foundation of everything they do, those are the ones that win. And that's what we're all about.
And that's what I love Casted because, and that's how I publish this podcast. You're putting audio and video, which is real conversation, at the heart of business communication and strategy and marketing and all the things, because we've all become so just, when we see things come over that's copy, right? Like whether it's an ad on Instagram or whether it's an email that we get, it just sounds so corporate-y. It sounds so, ugh. And I don't trust things like that anymore. Because when I read it, it doesn't feel human. I don't receive it as a human conversation. So my brain kind of goes, they're probably trying to take advantage of me. That's not real. They're not really going to do what they say they're going to do. But if I hear a conversation, I lean in and I'm more interested in that.
Truly. Yeah. I mean, when you read something, and this is obviously overgeneralizing because there's really, really great copy and there's really, really poor conversations. But when you experience content and something put out by a brand that resonates, it's because you feel seen. It's because the brand has successfully shown empathy, right? When you don't feel that, it's because you're like, this isn't for me, right? Like this isn't for me, either because it's poor or because it just didn't hit the mark, or they don't get me, right? Like, this obviously isn't for me. It's for a search engine. It's for an algorithm. Like, it's not for me.
Have you ever worked with a leader or just been in the presence of somebody in a business setting where their conversation literally sounds like a best-selling business book?
Right. I think that we've all sat through many of those keynotes, right?
Where you're literally just like, what? What are they talking about? And in fact, some companies have such internal lingo speak that if you're outside of the bubble, you can't even understand what the people are saying.
Mm-hmm. Jargon is jarring. It just doesn't. I mean, you got to speak like a human.
Speak like a human.
Go home and, you know, talk to your friends or loved ones about your day, like using the word synergy and like circle back and like.
You know, I contributed to that for a long time in the company that I was with. And it didn't have malicious intent.
Right.
In fact, in some ways, having some common language does help people connect. But when you take it too far to where the words aren't words that you use on a regular basis, it took me years to kind of cleanse my palate, if you will, of speaking that way. Our friend Alex Perry, she used to call me out on it. Like, we'd be in a conversation and she'd just stop in the middle of the conversation and she'd be like, I don't know what that means. I'd be like, what do you mean? She was like, you sound like a book now. I don't know what that means. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me try again.
You do.
And now that I've literally cleansed my palate of it, it's amazing how much more connected I feel to people. I'm like, I don't feel the need to bring that air of I'm really smart, so I'm gonna tell you how smart I am by these big words that I use. And I wasn't doing it intentionally, but I know that's how I came across.
Well, and I think that to your point, it's how are you showing up? How are you living your life? I mean, that sounds so broad, but like, if you are compartmentalizing and say, this is who I am at work, this is who I am at home, this is who I am with my friends, it is hard to switch and to let the other people into the different areas of your life. But if we've learned anything from the last, gosh, nearly 2 years as people and as employers and as employees and as brands, it is that, and this is something you talk about all the time, there is no such thing as work-life balance. There's just life. And when you show up, and we try so hard, you'd have to ask the team if we do a good job or not, but we try so hard here at Casted to be like, you're you. You show up as you. You bring you, and you take you home. And so, if I show up as Lindsay and speak like Lindsay and allow other people and invite and encourage other people to do the same, that just makes us all more authentic and makes us all feel more connected. And that's really what we all want. That's what each of us wants from our employers and from the brands that we buy from.
And the more leaders do that, like you, that just have real conversations, the more employees feel like they can bring challenges to you. They can bring ideas to you because you're a human too. Yay. Mm-hmm. It's so true.
I actually saw something. Somebody posted on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago that they were like, oh, I'm taking this. I just finished this certification and I'm really excited about it. How do I tell my boss? Cause I really want them to know, how do I tell them without feeling like I'm bragging? And I was just like, as someone who is, you know, a leader of people, I want to know, like, how else would I know? How would I know that somebody that's on my team or that I'm working with or that I'm friends with won an award or finished a certification or finally fixed their garbage disposal by themselves or, you know, did something, had that tough conversation, and they don't tell me. And like, we normalize sharing our successes and our achievements and the things that we're proud of. And speaking as someone that's the leader of a company, like, I want to know. I really want to know because I'm proud of that. Like, I brought you on my team because I think that you're capable.
It validates that you made a good decision.
Right. And, so it's, again, it's all about being human. And if you're in a place that, you know, the leaders in your team don't, or think that you're bragging, like, you're in the wrong place. So
facts. And we said that on the last episode, that if you're not in the, I think I've coined the term, maybe somebody's already done it, but the age of humanity, you're behind. Right? It's happening. It's here. It's now. It's been here. And it's way overdue. But another part of speaking human is people will bring challenges to you more often. The number of times that I have been leading workshops or doing one-on-one coaching with people, and they'll have something really challenging or gritty that they want to share with their boss or their leader that needs to be shared. And they'll say to me, how do I tell them? And then they'll tell me the story. They'll tell me the issue or the challenge. And I'll be like you just told me. And they have this moment like where their eyes get really big and they're like, well, I can't just say it. I'm like, why? Because we feel like we need to like dress mm-hmm. it up to go to work. It has to put on a suit. It has to carry a briefcase before it can go to the boss. And they're like, no, just have a real conversation. But if you're the boss who wants somebody to bring something dressed in a suit carrying a briefcase, nobody is telling you stuff because.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say is like, look, I get it that not everyone is in that situation. Not everyone can go to their, I mean, there's different cultures at different workplaces. I get it. I've been there. I've worked in those places, but goodness gracious, if you are the leader in any way, shape or form of a team, of a small group, of a pod, of a department, and goodness of a company, you've got to lead by example. Like, you've got to walk out into your team and be like, hey, I'm proud of this thing. And, or, you know, this was a tough thing, and you've got to be real. I mean, if you expect people to be real and honest with you, you've got to be real and honest with them. I mean, trust is not commanded. It's earned, right? And it all comes back to trust, all of it.
And the one communication skill that gets most underused, that is the biggest part of speaking human, is listening. Mm-hmm. Because the deepest human need that we have is to be seen, heard, and known for who we really are. And the best way that you can honor that in someone is to listen, mm-hmm. genuinely listen, be interested. I used to teach classes on listening. How funny is that? That we need a class to do the basic human thing of listening to each other.
Well, that goes back to our conversation that we had last time, which is about we've been conditioned as humans to be right and to do, right? So it's hard to check something off a list when you've listened to someone. It's hard to feel like you've accomplished something when you've listened to someone just because it's been conditioned out of us. But I think, and I hope that where we're at right now, like what I'm seeing from a marketing and brand standpoint is, you know, the Netflixization and the Disney Plusization of the world that's got all marketers and brands, especially in B2B, saying like, how do we apply this, you know, to Salesforce? Salesforce just launched, you know, Salesforce Plus, this whole streaming service, and they're not the only ones. And what that's doing is raising the bar on creativity and humanness and connection. And those that really achieve it will start to, I mean, I'm drawing a long line, but I promise I'll get there. Like, by raising the bar and connecting on that level, it's reconditioning us as people to say, you know, listening matters, entertaining matters, connection matters, human matters. It's not just about, hey, we're going to help you save time, save money, reduce costs. It's like, we're going to help you connect, and we're going to help you find joy, and we're going to help you, you know, be a human in these different situations when you were told you couldn't be before. And that's pretty cool. It's exciting.
It's really, really exciting. And I think it's going to go a long way to curb some of the mental health challenges that we've all dealt with, whether it's just a little bit of nervousness or acute anxiety or all of it. You know, there's rarely a client or a friend that I'm with that hasn't battled with it or has a family member that's battling with it. And I think all those years where we stifled our humanity caught up with us. and our brains are just screaming for us to connect and be more human. And what I hope happens then as a result is that we start to raise our kids and change the way that we educate so that we can have real change, real generational shifts in the way that we do life and business.
It's true. And from a business standpoint, of what we're seeing, you know, this whole great resignation is, and no one's immune from it because, you know, people are getting more connected with themselves too and saying, what do I really want? What am I really worth? And that's good. And, but you know, companies that over the last 10 years, perhaps offered kegerators and free beer and ping pong tables.
You've got a ping pong table and a brick wall with a keg. You are killing the culture game.
Exactly. And hey, listen, we have brick walls. I'm sitting in my new office right now. We have brick walls and we have a ping pong table upstairs at the office. But you know what? That's not who we are. And we don't expect people to want to work here because of that. In fact, we're hybrid, just like a lot of other companies are right now, that and say, you might never want to come into the office, and that's okay. But we're here to connect with you as a person. And that's been tough for a lot of businesses to be like, yeah, but our office though. Yeah. But our, all these perks that we have, like what good are the perks if you're not, if you don't care about the human?
Well, and I've got stories of clients that worked at places where they had all the perks and you were actually shunned if you use them.
Because right. I know. I've been there.
Don't you have work to do? What are you doing playing ping pong?
Or the opposite, like, but we're serving, we have lunch here. Why would you leave for lunch? Like we brought lunch in. Why are you leaving for lunch? Right. Why do you bring your own lunch? Like, yeah.
When I work with my clients, I want them to discover their unique personal story so they can then stand tall in that story and live a life full of soul and emotions and their natural curiosity about their unique gifts, talents, and abilities so they can live a thriving life. Because our brains are hardwired for stories and our brain wants us to thrive. So I help my clients tap into that. And I also have a sponsor for this podcast called Storybook, which is a unique and innovative platform that helps you bring your company stories to life by tapping into the emotional flow and the natural curiosity that we have about your products and services. So check them out. You can go to my website, wethrive.live, click on the Stand Tall in Your Story link and see the kind of work they're doing for us, or go to their site, cantaloupe.tv, and there's hundreds of stories there that they've created that you can experience. Check them out. We're so grateful to work with them and for them to sponsor the podcast.
No, but I think it's an interesting time to be in leadership, and I'm passionate about helping leaders navigate some of these shifts and changes. Because the other thing that we know, and we talk a lot about here on the podcast, and you and I have talked about it incessantly, is we, neuroscience, okay, this is fact. This isn't just, you know, Rebecca's going on a rant, because I do that occasionally, as we know. This is neuroscience. We operate off old patterns of behavior. So if we've been steeped in corporate speak and steeped in a culture that didn't reward authenticity and being genuine, it is going to take re-scripting to do what we even want to do to make these changes. And so I'm passionate about helping people make those changes.
Mm-hmm. You're good at it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. So let's come up with a couple of takeaways about being more human in our conversations based on our experiences and the things that we're passionate about. So mine is be cognizant of how much you're listening, genuinely listening. And you don't need a class on listening. If you want one, I can guide you there. But just be cognizant of, are you listening more than you're talking, would be one of my takeaways. What do you got?
I think from I'm thinking in terms of brands and things like that, it's, why are you doing what you're doing? Is it to win something? Is it to rank somewhere, or is it to connect? You know, who are you serving? Is it the algorithms, or is it the audience? Truly ask yourself that.
And that's applicable from a marketing strategy, but it's also this, one of the things that I assign to my coaching clients is to look at your schedule each week, look at the calendar appointments, look at your task list, and ask yourself, why are you doing it? get that. And who is it for? Get that human context in your work so that you're not just mindlessly responding to emails and putting reports out and not thinking about who is this for and why would it matter to them and to me? Because you might find that one, you're doing stuff that doesn't need to be done because nobody does care about it. Or two, you need to have a little more conversation or context with those other humans to make sure that it's adding value.
Yeah. Well, you just blew my mind because I say, who is it for and why are you doing it all the time when it relates to content strategy, but like it applies to calendars. And I think I need to go do that now. But
that's why you say it, because it's a human, those are human questions.
True. Yeah. True. You're right. Yeah. I think also as leaders, I don't know how often certainly the world's been talking about it more, you know, as of the last couple of years with what we've all been going through and coming back, quote unquote, back to work. I don't know where everybody was if we weren't at work, but I think we've all been working very hard over the last 2 years, but you know, getting back to whatever this next round is, as leaders, we all know that we have a responsibility to our teams, but like truly it's up to us as leaders in whatever form that takes for you to be that change that you wish you had, to be the leader that you wish you had. And, you know, to be more open, to be more flexible, to be more human, to listen more, to communicate more, to be more yourself, and to, you know, break the chain of a lot of bad behavior. You know, it's an opportunity and responsibility.
I like it. I like it. Thank you for continuing this conversation into a second episode with me. And I'm not going to promise that we aren't going to later today send each other a message and go, and that too. So who knows? You know,
we should have just kept recording.
Maybe you're just a co-host now. Maybe this is just the way the world now works between Rebecca and Nancy.
All right. So I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Definitely see you on Friday. Yeah. You're the best. Thank you for being you and for leading a company that truly is leading with business as human at the forefront of your leadership strategy, to the point even, and I'll add this as just a underscore to this point, as you've been out fundraising for your company as a startup, investors have commented on the culture that you're building in this company as a differentiator and a reason that they are interested in investing in you.
Yeah. And that truly, I mean, again, you'd have to ask the team. It's really easy to talk about it. I hope with every ounce of my being that that's felt and that that's true and that that's real. But it's truly the only thing that matters, right? That's it.
I like it. All right, y'all, make it a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, if you're not already following Lindsay Chepkema on LinkedIn or on Instagram, I totally recommend it. She shares not only great information about Amplified Marketing, which is the platform that Casted, her company, represents, but she just has some really good thoughts, quotes, mindset around women in business. So highly recommend that you follow her on LinkedIn and Instagram. Okay, your reflection questions for today are: one, as you look at your calendar, your task list, who is it for and why does it matter? And I highly recommend that that become a weekly reflection question for your planning purposes. And the second reflection question is, if you were to have a business conversation, could a seventh grader understand it? Because that's the level of clarity and simplification that we desperately need to speak human in our business. Okay, that's all for today. Make it a great one. And please join the online community at badasswomenscouncil.community, where we can continue the conversation and you can meet other badass high achievers like you. Thanks so much. Make it a great day. If you like the music for the podcast, go to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your music, and look up Cameron Hessian Clouds. You can download the full song there. He's got some other stuff out there as well. And y'all, he's my son. It'd be great if you'd go and download some of his stuff. I'm not coming down.
never left it on the ground. I'm not coming down.